Okay, EOF testing 1-2-3. W3ICF, copy you there, listening. Bill, yeah, I guess we're having the MDC section tonight. That will be firing up in a few minutes. But they don't take check-ins until much later. If you care to, you can check in with us when I call roll call. No comments are necessary. KB3EOF.
Okay. Let's see if I can hit the right bar here. I don't think it worked. I don't know. I'll have to check. Oh, it's...
Hey, Don, you're hot mic'd. Don, you're hot mic'd.
All right, I turned it down some. Is that better? K3DON.
You were talking and we were hearing you talk. I don't know if you realized that.
Yeah, I realized my mic was open. I was trying to find it. If I hit a key on the keyboard, it deactivates the space bar, and then I have to go up to the top of the screen there where the lightning bolt is and reactivate it, and then deactivate. And sometimes I don't do it right. So that's what was going on, K3DON. I'll be standing by for the net.
Yeah, roger that. EOF, are you still listening? Marty here.
Marty, I certainly am. How are you doing this evening, KB3EOF? Sandy here.
Hey, Sandy, I don't know if you realize it, but you have a hum in the back. Everybody who's on your repeater has a hum when they come through. Do you know that?
I did not know that. I'm not hearing any hum at all on this end. We'll have to check that out, KB3EOF.
Okay, well, maybe it's me. Anybody else hear the hum?
I did not hear the hum with you. I did with the other party, K3DON.
Yes, Andy, it looks like there's a hum. I don't know where it's coming from. Maybe coming off the machine. Who knows? All right, we'll stand by for the net, KB3MXM.
No hum this way.
Yeah, Phil, I heard you, and there was a hum. That's interesting. I've never heard that before. I don't know what's going on. I guess with most radio people, we can pretty much tolerate any static, but hums, I don't know why they're so annoying to us.
Okay, AB3WG, good evening, everyone. We're developing a nice little group here, it looks like, so let's stand by for at least another couple, perhaps 3 minutes, and give folks a chance to check in with us. On the Maryland EchoLink net, section EchoLink net, right here on the WASH_DC conference server. Thank you, John Creel. We have a few pieces of business to chat about, not too much to go over. It's been an extremely busy month, so we'll get to all that just shortly here. Thanks, everybody, for joining. AB3WG, stand by. All right, AB3WG, once again, let's wait one more minute and then we'll get things kicked off here. It looks like we have a fairly small group tonight. So we should be able to go straight through. There are several staff members here, I see, and we've got a plethora of repeater systems on tonight. Thank you guys very much. So we welcome a new EchoLink repeater system, WA3DZD, Maryland FM Association. Anxious to hear from those folks. And most of our regular folks are here, so it should be a good net. Stand by just one more minute. Okay, let's kick this thing off. Good evening, everyone. My name is Chris Van Winkle, AB3WG. I am your MDC section manager. And it's my pleasure to host the monthly MDC EchoLink conference here on the WASH_DC conference bridge. Welcome. Thanks, everyone, for joining us this evening. I have a few items to go over, and then we'll get right to our folks that are checked in with us. The section news went out last night, so you should have that in your inbox. And I have not posted that on the MDC page of the League website. I will do that. I forgot to do that. Like I said, it's been extremely busy this month. couple other things. I mentioned in the section news, we had a weather activation earlier. I think that was this month. And I want to thank our public information coordinator, Sid Caesar, NH7C, for setting up the Zoom call that we were all checked into at one point or another. And obviously the weather didn't turn out to be such a great problem in our area, but I do appreciate those folks that checked in and gave updates on that weather. Thank goodness it wasn't a crisis, so we dodged another bullet. Break. Okay, that's not working. Okay, sorry, I'm back. I must have hit the wrong button there. Okay. There's two other things. There's a upcoming HamFest. It's this Sunday, the 22nd. And this is hosted by the Carroll County Amateur Radio Club. It's out in Westminster, Maryland. If somebody would like to put the location of that in the chat, that would be great. I don't have it close to hand. So I will be there. Several other league representatives, MDC league representatives, and our vice director will be there, Marty Pittenger, myself. And also Jim and Wanda Montgomery are planning to be there. So any and all of those folks would love to meet you. If we haven't met you, please stop by if you're in the area. And I'm usually at these things around 8 o'clock. Marty, if I know Marty, he'll probably be there at 7 sharp. And I'm not sure when Jim and Wanda will get there, but thank you very much. There's the location of this HamFest in the chat box there. So that's coming up. And a couple other, let's see, one other thing I mentioned in the section news. We'll break 1 minute. All right, the space bar seems to be working better now. Okay, I would like KB3MXM, Marty, when I come to you, if you would like to, please, I would love to have you explain a little bit about the election that's going on for the vice director position in the Atlantic Division, and explain a little bit about that. I was going to cover that, but I will leave that to you if you so choose, sir. Thank you very much. Okay, let's go ahead and get started with our regular programming here. I first like to recognize John Creel, WB3GXW. John, if you're on, your words, please. Thank you, as always, for hosting us, and your comments tonight, sir.
Good evening, everybody. WB3GXW. All is good. Just a gentle reminder that WB3GXW-L is available. If you have your smartphones and you want to invite people, link up there, please use it. The Laurel Amateur Radio Club will be conducting its monthly test session tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. at the Women's Club of Laurel, 384 Main Street. Walk-ins are welcome. If you want to upgrade your license, or if you know somebody who wishes to test, we will be testing next month on the third Saturday as well. And that's all I got. Stay well, stay safe. WB3GXW out.
Okay, thank you very much, John. Always a pleasure hearing from you and using the services that you provide. We very much appreciate the effort and time that you put into hosting this conference bridge, and it certainly doesn't go unnoticed. Thank you, sir. All right, I would like to go directly now to our section staff, and we'll start right at the top here with KB3MXM. This is Marty Pittenger, Atlantic Division Vice Director. And Marty, your comments for tonight's net, please.
W3.
And hello and welcome all. This is KB3MXM. My name is Marty. Now, unfortunately, Chris, I cannot talk about the election on the air. It is a rule of the Ethics and Election of Headquarters that I'm not allowed to do that. I can't do anything about it. It's just the rules, so I can't talk about the election other than telling you I can't talk about it. So I'll leave it there. I would like to have a moment to cover a few things that are happening in the division, if you don't mind. Over.
Yes, please, sir. Go right ahead.
All right. First, I like to mention, for those of you that might have some interest in this, sometimes you'll hear this. It's like, hear the burn. Hear the burn. So the Orion meteor shower, which is one of two meteor showers associated with Halley's Comet, one is this one that's going to be coming up, and then the other one is later in the year. That's called the Etna Aquinids in Aquarius. And the reason why I mention this is because here's an opportunity for using your 2-meter radio to actually hear meteors. You could actually hear meteors on your FM portable radio, not your radio, not your ham radio, but let's say the one you listen to music on, if you have one, an analog radio. Just tune it to a place on the band where you don't hear anything, and just wait. And when one of those meteors, they ionize in the atmosphere, and you're going to hear that signal that can be as much as 2,000 kilometers away, but in this case, you'll probably hear it several hundred miles away over the horizon. All right, break. I like to cover the fun stuff first. Also, get on the air. Get on the air. Be on the air. Stay on the air. QC Worldwide Contest coming up here on the 28th of October. It's the sideband portion of a two-part contest. The CW is in November. Break. The AARRL, we have the November CW contest November 4th. And the phone contest on I think that's the 18th. All right, now let me going to talk about some. We're going to talk about some bills that are currently in review. So get your pencils out. I'm going to give you some numbers. The first one is HR Hotel Romeo 9670. That is titled the Amateur Radio Emergency Preparedness Act. This bill attempts to take and adjust the private land use restrictions and covenances that many of you have. Now, if you remember, a year and a half ago, Maryland, after 6 years, finally passed the reasonable accommodation bill for the state of Maryland. So your local county and municipal zoning people should be adopting that new rule that's in Maryland. That's easy to look up. Just look up ham radio on the Maryland legislative page. Just look that up. Okay, that's the first one. The second one is HR 9664, and that is to that's been submitted by Representative Lesko. It says to eliminate the current symbol rate limits set by the FCC communications and replace it with a 2.8 kilohertz bandwidth limit. Father Al knows very much about this. I'm sure he'll mention something later. Break. And lastly, the AM radio in every vehicle. This is getting a lot of interest because manufacturers want to eliminate AM radio from automobiles because they don't believe anybody listens to them or whatever the reason is. But, you know, it could come down to something else. Let me tell you why. AM radio is a very resilient form of communications. It goes over very long distances. As you know, AM signals in that portion of the band can propagate hundreds of miles. That means it could be very successful, and it could hinge on providing good situational awareness for the National Public Warning System, especially individuals that might be in disaster areas that don't have other means of hearing what's going on. What they're trying to get passed is that manufacturers must put an AM radio in the automobile or compensate you for not having one. And I'll tell you why it has something to do with hams. Break. If you have one of those AM radios that I mentioned a moment ago, an AM-FM radio, tune it to AM and take it out to your car and sit in the front seat while the engine's running. Or stand next to the car while the engine's running. It makes a lot of noise. Electric cars, inverters, make a lot of noise, a lot of radio noise. So if this gets passed, these manufacturers are going to have to find a way to get that noise under control. Okay, so it could be beneficial to ham radio. You won't have all that. You won't have to go out and get yourself one of those CB static eliminators, right? Remember those? All right, break. Here's another thing I want you all to be aware of, and I want you to get involved here, okay? Right now, there is a notice in the FCC for 6 meters. What this notice is to reduce 6 meters. I'm sorry, not 60. My mistake. 60 meter band to reduce it to 100 watts ERP. Reduce it to 15 watts ERP from 100 watts. Also, get rid of the channelized the channels in 60 meters and produce a contiguous subband right in the middle. Okay, you have your opportunity to comment on this before the end of the month. Just look up. I didn't copy the NPR number down. 60 meters. It's 60 meter band at the FCC. I'll see if I can find it before the end of our session tonight. All right, stand by. If you haven't heard, the ARR website will be down. It would be down for maintenance on October the 23rd, one day, and you can follow the league Facebook page for updates. Break. Twice a year, the International Telecommunications Union, working with shortwave stations all over the world, they change their broadcasting schedules, their frequencies. So this happens twice a year. These are referred to as Broadcasting Season A and Broadcast Season B. And in this case, it would be Broadcast Season B, as in Bravo, 23. It goes in effect on the 29th and runs until November the 31st of next year, where it changes again. But many stations will start adjusting their frequencies, and we know that we have some shortwave stations in the 40-meter band, okay? So just for your information, break. And starting this weekend, the 20th to the 23rd is the 2003 Jamboree on the Air. So if you happen to be on the air and you hear some scouts on the air, give them a call. Let them get your call in the logbook. I think that's all I've got for tonight. I'll try to look up that 60-meter reference before the end of that. Back to Net Control from KB3MXL.
Okay. Thank you very much, Marty. A plethora of great information there. Most of that information is available on the League website and through the emails that the League puts out for us. And you can sign up to receive those emails in your ARRL League profile. All right, I'd like to go now to some other of our section staff. And I do see WI3N Jim Cross, Assistant Director. Jim, your words for the net tonight, sir. Good evening.
Good evening. This is WI3N, and Marty went over quite a bit of things. I will just mention that we have the ARESMAT group. I will also is still very active and working hard. And we've had at our last meeting, we had quite a few of the folks from Maryland, D.C. participating. So that's been very good. And that's about it for me. Back to Net. Thank you, WI3N.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. Thanks for all the great work that you're doing for the MDC section. All right. The next section staff member that I want to go to is our own Father Al, W3YVQ. Father Al is the section traffic manager. Your words for the Net tonight, sir.
All right. Thank you, John. I hope that time is enough. Well, let's see. First of all, to respond to Marty's comments, good evening and to him and also to the rest of the staff and all the people present here tonight. The 9664 bill having to do with the symbol rate is something that's been in the works for a half a decade. It has to do with the fact that since PACTOR came on the scene from SCS, which is a very highly efficient wideband data transmission system for HF frequencies, we've been limited to PACTOR 3 in certain subbands because of the data rate. Furthermore, the symbol rate used in the software, which has to do with the bits that are changing state, do not meet the FCC requirements for a ceiling on symbol rate if you try to go up from backdoor 3 to backdoor 4. So to operate the new SCS modems that is new within the last 5 years and take advantage of the higher throughput and even less bandwidth than backdoor 3, we needed to have some relief on the symbol rate, and the easiest way to spec a new rate would be to stipulate the bandwidth. So a 2.8 kHz channel is like one audio channel, and if you switch from backdoor 3 to backdoor 4, you increase the throughput of your packets, that is the data rate, or how many messages per second you can send, by a considerable amount and even less bandwidth than backdoor 3. So that's a very important bill, and it's proven to be an effective way to operate backdoor since it's been relieved in exceptions during a number of the hurricanes we've had, where backdoor 4 has been allowed to be used into the Caribbean and elsewhere during emergencies. Right. So anyone have any questions on the symbol rate bill?
Father Al, this is MXM. Do you want to just touch on the fact that when disasters occur, an STA is required during that period of time?
Yes, that's the crux of the matter. When we have disasters and we need to go to the higher data rate to move more traffic, we actually have to get a special temporary authorization from the FCC to do it. The fact that they have been granting those strongly suggests that they really don't have any technical problem with allowing the symbol rate to be waived. That perhaps is simply a monitoring issue. So what the bill proposes is to substitute the 2.8 kHz bandwidth and allow Factor 4, therefore, to be used without having to request a special authorization. Does that answer the question?
It does indeed. And if you could just add just one little bit more of information for those that might not be familiar with digital traffic handling. It occurs during disasters. You know, that's one of the things we do it for. But what is the other primary purpose for the digital? I mean, some people might say, well, I understand. Like, I sometimes get a radiogram. But what's the real purpose for having that digital packet rate or that digital traffic availability?
Well, for many years, even here in MDC, we dealt with written radio traffic for emergency communications. And that was more or less a radiogram, a text of 25 to 50 words that had to be voiced. It was very difficult to transmit any formatting, such as upper and lower case, punctuation, tabs, tables, etc. Consequently, years ago, we started off using TCP/IP packet on VHF between our various EOCs. And we started with that package here in Baltimore County and deployed it at state and several other counties. It operates like mesh, but handles traffic like you used to be able to send email on a dial-up modem. You use the computer ahead of the regular packet modem, and you could send a digital message, which is a lot easier than trying to voice it. Break. So what has developed over the years is that a group that worked with the Winlink bulletin board systems years ago developed the Winlink 2000 system, which allows the use of digital messaging on HF radio at a quite a remarkably fast pace. In a voice channel, it can run 3,600 bits per second, which is pretty fast, and Factor 4 is even faster. This allows you to send messaging in an email format with multiple addressees, multiple copies, a subject line, an email formatted text with upper and lower case and punctuation, tabs and tables, etc., and attached binary files. That's what the Winlink system is all about. Right? It turns out we can also use the same Winlink concept on VHF and UHF radio, limited only by the packet modem speed that we have available to us. there are quite a few good 9600 baud packet modems that can be used on 450, but you can also use WinLink on VHF, believe it or not, in the areas where you would normally transmit phone instead of trying to use a digital bulletin board. But we don't have to, since many of the WinLink stations have now set up gateways where you can connect and send your radio email, and another station can come along later and pick it up and print it out when he downloads it. This all is a lot easier and less prone to error using the digital transmission media than trying to send complex ICS 213 messages by voice. Right. But we have maintained all of our systems as we have progressed, so we still maintain our voice and CW networks nationwide. The Radio Relay International maintains the digital traffic network, which can handle an email formatted text between the breaks on the radiogram, so we can send the ICS 213 content there, or we can attach a text file exported from FL message or from the computer from an interactive ICS form directly as a binary attachment to a WinLink radio email message and send it off, and it'll be anywhere in the country within 5 or 10 minutes. The digital communications in that case allows you to send long messages, I'm talking multi-page messages, full of all kinds of intricate medical and scientific data and status reports on emergency conditions in complex forms, error-free, with forward error correction anywhere in the country via our various networks. Does that answer the advantage of digital communications question?
Thank you, Father Al, and thank you, Chris, for allowing me to ask those questions. So if you're on this net and you're a technician class and you want to do message handling, there you go. You can do message handling on your VHF equipment. That's my point here. So license class has no restrictions when it comes to handling message traffic. Okay. Thank you, Father Al. I appreciate it. And I'll leave it back to you to turn it to Chris. KV3MXL.
Okay. And the last kicker is, if you go out to buy a Pactor 4 modem, the price may cause you to turn around and walk out of the store in a hurry. They're quite expensive, but they're extremely good and can pull signals up out of the noise that you can't even see on the scope or hear with the ear. They're fantastic modems. But there's a new audio type modem available called Vera. I spell Victor Alpha Romeo Alpha. And Vera can be used on VHF packet as well as on HF at a much slower speed than the Pactor, but will handle the same kind of traffic messaging. So if you want to get started inexpensively, look up Vera and how to use it with your VHF radio to connect to a packet gateway in the WinLink system that's also running Vera. And you've got the job done. And Chris, Tom TDH has a question.
Okay, very good. W3TDH, please.
Thank you, sir. I wonder if you'd care to comment on, I mentioned on a net that I was putting up one of the gateways that would handle the WinLink traffic for both training and actual use, public-based, and somebody liked to climb down my throat with combat boots on. Now, you may not be able to get into this here, and that's fine, but if somebody could just give me some idea of what this terrific antipathy is to WinLink by some people. I was totally blindsided, and I mean, they call me everything but a nice guy, and I'd like to know what the cause of that is so I can avoid, jousting at hornet's nest. Thank you. Back to Matt.
Tom, you're not alone. Let me make sure we get a reset here. And then with Chris's permission, I'll try to answer your question.
Then we'll let folks respond to Tom's question as we call them. So let's take a break. This is AB3WG for the monthly MDC section Echo Link Net. All stations stand by, please. Okay, AB3WG, let's continue. W3YVQ, Father Al, did you have anything else to say, please?
Yes, Tom, there's been a lot of misunderstanding which results in propaganda, pro and con on just about anything you can think of these days. The Wentlink system uses gateways, which are remote message servers. There are hundreds of them all over the country operating on VHF, 2 meters and 450, 220, etc., that are accessible, as well as HF gateways on most of the bands, HF bands, that are strewn all over the country. There's hardly any place you can go in the United States and Canada that you cannot reach one of those gateways. Now, those who object to using the Internet say that those gateways all talk to the central message server, on Winlink over the Internet. This is true. However, they make their connections on main buses of the Internet that go through the DNS service directly to the CMS. Furthermore, there are multiple CMS sites that are spread around different countries of the world, as well as here in the United States and up in Canada and Halifax, for example. And those sites all have independent Internet access. You might say, well, if there's a big world war, all the Internet will go down. Well, that may be true. But the Winlink system has a backup, and that is when they can no longer connect to the CMS, Central Message Server system, due to the fact that all the Internet is gone. All of those gateway stations, both the VHF ones, if they're using the tri-mode HF option, and all the HF gateways, pass the traffic around amongst themselves. And when you join Winlink, you register yourself as being interested in receiving traffic on two possible HF gateways to make sure, should that ever happen, you know where to look for your traffic. Now, otherwise, how could anybody argue with having a high-speed, email-formatted messaging service that even the customer cannot use, the learning curve being almost zero? Tom, over.
It looks like Tom had to step away, Father Al. Thanks very much for that explanation. Last call, anything further?
W3YVQ for the repeaters.
All right, very good. Good discussion tonight. Let's go now to our linked repeater systems. I'd like to start with KA2JAI. Not sure who's running that tonight, but please give us your comments and then call your stations, please. KA2JAI system.
This is N3FQC for the KA2JAI-R, but also the 805 repeater. And before we start that, I'll do a quick advertisement for Baltimore Traffic Net. I want to thank people for volunteering. We have all 7 days covered with one volunteer to step in as an alternate, if that should happen. But also, this is a net that is both traffic and training net, and we have a newbie, you might say, that is on the as a net control station, hasn't done this before and just started, and so this is a Baltimore Traffic Net. This is a not only a traffic net but a training net. So he's just learning how to do it, and he's getting help how to do it, and I expect he's going to get very good over the next several weeks or months. Because, you know, it's once a week. So this is what it's all about. So if you want to learn how to be a net control station or how to pass traffic, particularly how to receive and transmit radiograms, that is a good place to start because it's not overwhelmed usually. I don't have huge amounts of stuff during normal weeks. There's a one or two times a year that it might get complicated, but other than that, not so much. All right, so this is N3FQC. I'm on the 146.805 repeater asking for check-ins. nothing heard at this time. I do have K380Z Mark and K3TL Arnold on the Echolink. So we'll start with K3ABZ with your comment.
Yeah, thank you. This is K3ABZ. I'm just listening at the moment, my first time on this link via Echolink, finding it very informative, and really nothing more to add. So back to you, back to Net Control. Thank you.
On the list, we have K3TL. Arnold, your comments, please.
K3TL, just listening. I'm a little late. I just got up from a nap, so I was sleeping so good. Anyway, I'll just say hi and just listen. Bye. Back to you there, K3TL.
Okay, thank you for that, Mark and all. And any other check-ins on the 805 repeater before I turn it back?
Foster 4, Echo Romeo Hotel in Alexandria.
Well, that was pretty noisy. I got an Echo Hotel there at the end. Can you turn up your power and try again, please, sir?
This Echo Oscar 4, Echo Romeo Hotel.
Okay, got that KA4ERH, I think it was. Oh boy, I might type that in wrong. I might have my finger in the wrong place. But the KA4 station, your comments, please.
This is my second net call in. That's Kilo Oscar, KO4ERH. Enjoyed the comments about Winlink, and looking forward to later learning more about Echolink. And 73 to everyone on the net tonight. And back to net control.
Or ROH or something like that, I guess. I wasn't so good at hearing it. It's a little noisy, but the Echolink, you can get on Echolink, the main site for the Maryland DC is WASH_DC. And that is the Echolink connection, it's the main connection to this particular conference. It happens once a month, the third Friday, 8 p.m. So if you ever want to join us, that is how to join us. Over.
Roger that. I got a good copy on that. Once a month, third Friday. And we'll be looking forward to it again next month. Back to you, Net Control.
Okay, thank you for that. And 3FQC, back to Net Control.
Okay, thank you, Don. Appreciate you running that repeater system for us. Don is our net manager for the Baltimore Traffic Net, so he's a member of the section staff. Thank you. All right, let's go now to W3FDK, the Frederick Machine. Your comments and call your stations, please.
All right, well, good evening, Chris. Hope the hum isn't too bad. I was told we have a hum. But, yeah, like all other ARCs in the region, it's been a busy time this time of year. We just had a Red Cross drill right after last month's net. And let's see, we had a set, as I think a lot of people did. But we combined that with the Frederick County Health Department. We did it in their facility. And they helped us track all the vehicles that were out looking at for those geodetic markers. It was a lot of fun. And we also did the Mars exercise at the same time. So we had three exercises on that three-hour period. Let's see, we've got a bell ringer coming up tomorrow. I'm going to be manning Middletown. We did a half ham, and we also supported the scouts and the Cambrie. They enjoyed the fox hunt. Well, let's see if there's any ham radio operators in the Frederick area that'd like to check in, if you can. Please check in now.
KB3, ARZ Indian Head, Maryland.
All right, very good. I know we do have Phil who's listening, W3ICF, and we picked up KV3ARZ. Thanks for checking in. Do you have any comments for the net?
W3ICF, you're very informative. I'm glad I listened in. W3ICF, back to Vancouver.
But I'm in IndyNet. I frequent this repeater every once in a while. Thank you for a wonderful net. This is KV3ARZ, back to the net.
All right, very good. We got a two-for-one there, both Phil and KB3ARZ, but I think we got the gist of both of you. All right, thanks very much. Let's take it right back to Chris, AB3WG. This is KB3EOF.
All right, very good. Thanks very much for that information. Let's go next to Link Repeater, Whiskey Alpha 3 Delta Zulu Delta, Maryland FM Association. Welcome to the EchoLink Net. And thank you for the email regarding this. I did get that in the section news, as you probably saw. WA3DZD, your comments and call your stations, please.
Hey, good evening. This is WA3MNN at the mic. My name is John, and we're located in Silver Spring, Maryland. And I'm the trustee for the Jessup Repeater. So we had an EchoLink a couple months ago, and so we started using it on the net. And we're located in Jessup, Maryland. We've got three repeaters, actually, 146.76, 224.76, and 444.0. All of them require a PO of 107.2. Okay, that's pretty much it for the evening here with me, and I'll pass it over to anybody else that may be on the Jessup repeater system. Go ahead. Okay, I didn't hear anybody, so I'll go ahead and pass it back to Ned.
Okay, not sure what's going on there. Thanks very much for that information. Let's go next to November 3 X-ray Lima. And, oh, they're listen only. Never mind. Okay, let's go through to the Ocean City Machine Kilo 3 Oscar Romeo Bravo. Your comments and call your stations, please.
Hey, good evening there, Chris. This is K3WOC here in Ocean Pines. Mark, I hope you're having a great evening. I will go ahead now and call any stations here listening to the K3ORB machine here in Ocean Pines, Maryland. If anybody's out there listening on 443.450 and would like to check in tonight to the ARRL section-wide EchoLink net, we're standing by for your call now. Go ahead, stations.
3 Delta Victor Golf, Dave in Berlin.
Charlie, Quebec.
Net control, this is Kilo Charlie 3, Echo Whiskey November. Jim, York County, Pennsylvania.
All right, excellent. Got a great list of stations here so far listening to the Ocean Pines machine. I hope everyone's having a great evening out there. Thank you so much for joining us on the net. Just wanted to announce a little bit of news from the Worcester Radio Group. We will be hosting a Parks on the Air event tomorrow at 10 a.m. over at Assateague Island State Park. Again, that's going to be from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We call the event Radios in the Waves. This is our fall edition. We have it at least twice a year. So if you are interested in Parks on the Air, we will be activating Assateague Island State Park. It's a great, super fun way for amateur radio enthusiasts to make contact with people that set up stations at local, state, and national parks all over the country. So we will be located at the pavilions between Camp Loops D and E, that's Delta and Echo. And again, that's on the state side of Assateague, not the federal side. And the event is open to anybody and everybody. So we're hoping for a good weekend. We had a little bit of scare with the weather here coming up this week, but it looks like things have cleared up nicely on the forecast, so we will see how things go tomorrow. We are on for the event, so we hope to see you there. All right, guys, let's go ahead and jump right into the comments here, starting at the top with Dave here in Ocean Pines, Kilo 3, Delta Victor Golf.
Hey, DDT. This is Dave in Ocean Pines, and really no radio comments this evening. I'm just enjoying the net. Hey, DDT, clear.
Roger that, Dave. Thank you so much for checking in tonight. Great to hear you. Let's pass it on down to Michael in Fruitland, KC3IZA.
Good evening, Mark, and everyone on the net. Just having the perfect timing. Just sat down for some evening chores, and the rain just started here in the Salisbury Fruitland area. I guess it'll slowly make its way east to you all over there in Worcester County. Nothing else to add. Back to net, KC3IZA.
Hey, most excellent there, Michael. Great to hear you out there tonight. Good signal coming in from Fruitland. That's a good 30-plus miles away from the repeater here, so excellent work there, my friend. Next up on the list is our friend Brian in Newark, Maryland, KC3UCQ.
This is KC3UCQ, Mark and everybody on the net. I am looking forward to the Radios and the Waves event tomorrow, hoping to make some contacts and do some QRP. This is KC3UCQ, back to net control.
Hey, that is awesome, Brian. Really appreciate you coming out tomorrow, my friend. It's going to be a great day there. Really looking forward to it. I might bring my raincoat just to be on the safe side, but at least we'll have some shelter there under the pavilions and plenty of facilities for us as well. So we'll see you tomorrow, man. Thank you so much. Next up on the list is Jim in York County, Pennsylvania there. Good evening, Jim. KC3EWN.
Well, good evening, Mark, and everybody on net. This is Kilo Charlie 3, Echo Whiskey November. Well, radio-wise, I will be, well, Chris and I, KB1EAR, will be making a trek down to Washington, D.C. It's actually in Virginia, actually, for our pre-Marine Corps marathon list there of what we're supposed to be doing and our locations. So we'll be doing that, and then the following weekend, October 29th, that's Sunday, we will be officially doing communications for the Marine Corps Marathon. So, pretty big event, so we'll be doing that, and hopefully everything goes well. So, and I love keeping in touch with my friends down there and the Worcester Amateur Radio Group, so... Thanks, Mark, for allowing me to check in, and we'll turn it back to you. KC3EWN, we'll be clear.
Oh, well, that is great news there, Jim. I hope, I wish you guys the best of luck there with your test run there for the Marine Corps Marathon and the actual event coming up there soon. Looks like all sorts of great marathon events coming up there. I got Chris's message there, too, earlier about the Richmond Marathon. That looks like a great time. And, of course, we got the Algonquin 50K Ultra Marathon coming up in February as well. So good stuff all around. Best of luck to you during the event. All right, guys, that's all we have here from the Worcester Radio Group on the K3ORB repeater. Let's go ahead and pass it on back to Chris, AB3WG. This is K3WOC. Mark here in Ocean Pines. We'll say 73.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. And I must say, I hope you're in net control somewhere, somehow. You would make an absolutely wonderful net control station. So if you are not doing that currently, I would highly recommend. You have a wonderful style, so thanks for joining us here. All right, I have four individual stations I'd like to get to right now, the first being KB2SKP. This is Chris. I had the pleasure of meeting Chris, St. Mary's County Emergency Coordinator. I think it was last weekend at the St. Mary's County Ham Fest. That was a great event. A lot of great information from that. KB2SKP, Chris.
Yeah, good evening, Chris, and the entire net. Appreciate all the great info. And Father Al, that was a great presentation on Winlink. I'm just now starting to get into the EOC and uncovered a very dusty and not terribly old Pactor modem, so looking forward to getting that online. It's a SES PK2S USB, I think it is, but looking forward to getting that online, trying to get something going. I did post a question in the chat about the ERP that's posted on the ARRL-MDC.net, if that's the most current version of the frequency plan and the layout and all that kind of stuff. You know, kind of feedback on that would be great, because I'm still trying to get things kind of going down here in St. Mary's County. It kind of went dormant for a while, but I got a bunch of really great guys, and we're looking forward to bringing things back online. But it was great meeting you, Chris. Thanks so much for coming down. We do appreciate having you at our little tailgate fest down there in Hollywood last weekend. It was a great event. We had a good time. Weather was a little bit of a detractor for some, but time goes on, we're building it back up after the post-COVID years. So I got a lot of people in there, a lot of stuff going on tonight, so I'll turn it back over to you. But thanks for everything, and I appreciate it. And if you do see K3HKI-R, I apologize. That was the noise that was coming in right a little while ago. I was trying to conference in our WinLink station here, or EchoLink station on the local repeater, to see about getting local coverage down here. But looks like I'm going to have a little bit more engineering to do. So turn it back over to you. Thanks, Chris. KB2SKP.
Okay, very good. Thanks very much. Great group down there in St. Mary's County. Love the work you guys are doing. Just found out all kinds of great information, and great job down there. All right, let's go to my good friend K3DON. Don is a Baltimore TrafficNet member. Don, your comments tonight, please.
Good evening to everyone on the net. And thanks, Chris, for running this net tonight. There is a lot of good info here, and I'm glad to be here to hear it all. I've been a little bit under the weather. However, I am recovering. I had an incident back in the first of the month, which wound up in the Upper Chesapeake emergency room by ammo. But I am now wearing a heart monitor, very latest models of that. It's very, very new. Works very well, though. Consists of just a simple sensor that you put on your body and a Samsung cell phone that the software has been changed to accommodate the use of the phone to do the monitoring. So that's pretty neat. New modern technology. There you go. And I got to continue to wear this for a while. But so far, I'm doing very well. Anyhow, with that, I'll say thanks again, and I'll say 73, and have a good night, all. K3DON back to net.
All right. Thank you, Don. And let's go next to my friend Milford, November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. It was a pleasure meeting you. I know I've said this already. What was that? Last year, a great event down there. N3WYG, your comments, please.
Okay, good evening. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford and Bowie. I'm sorry for the deep voice. I do have a cold. I brought it back from Northern Ireland with me. We just returned off a three-week trip over visiting home and family and friends and had a great time over there. Except it's cold and damp, and I got a cold over there, and I brung the thing back with me. So anyhow, yeah, it was great seeing you there, Chris. That was the Bowie Fest in early June. We'll do it again next year. And look forward to seeing how much more we've grown. We have Bowie Wireless Association now has about 30 members to it, and we're still meeting on a monthly basis at the Ken Hill Center here in Bowie on the second Monday of each month. And I think everything else is doing well. I'll pass it back and let the other folks have a go. So. AB3WG in the group, this is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. Good night and God bless.
All right. Thank you, Milford. I'm always appreciate hearing from you. This is AB3WG, monthly MDC EchoLink Net. Let's go. I have a new check-in here. Where did it go? HF. All right, I guess we lost that one. All right, I want to go back to Tom, W3TDH. Tom, you kind of, we allowed you to jump in there, but I really didn't come to you formally, so we'll come to you formally now. W3TDH, your comments, please.
Well, that's one of the strange things about my neighborhood. I served in fire and rescue here. I've got the same cold our previous report just spoke about, so I sound like a chewing on gravel, but them's the brakes. So all my neighbors still think of me as the guy to turn to when they can't turn to 911 because it isn't that bad. So right in the middle of listening to Al's explanations, he came and needed a drain snake. I had to run out and get one out for it. But I really do thank people for the effort in helping me understand this, because I've never had my head chewed off so thoroughly on the air before, and I didn't have any idea why they were jumping down my throat with combat boots on, as we used to say many years ago. So thank you, and back to Net, W3TDH.
This is the U.
Okay, thank you, Tom. I've also heard sentiments regarding Winlink that I didn't really understand myself, so I've kind of... I know what you mean. All right, I've gone through everybody on the list. Let me call now. It's a little bit after 9 o'clock. Let me call for anyone with any final comments or anyone I missed, please.
Hey, grab that. Hey, Chris, grab, it's almost like it says crazy. KR4ZY on there. You got to grab him.
KZ302K.
Okay, let's go. Yeah, I saw that as well, Marty, but it's gone now. Let's go. KC3OQP, Jeff, your comments, please.
Okay, for what I heard, and I caught most of the net tonight, I'm actually in southern air in Rundle all the way down in Calvert County, and I just happened to be able to get my phone to work, so I'm on Echo Link now. But, it's good to hear everybody on the net for what I did hear. Like I said, I'm out in the sticks, so it was kind of hard for me to copy everything that was said tonight. But again, Chris, thank you for being the section lead, and Marty, good to hear you. So just wanted to get a quick check-in. Back to Net Control, KC3OQP.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. Appreciate all the great work you're doing on the public service events for Anne Arundel County and all the other great stuff you do for the MDC section. All right, last call, anybody, as we say in the traffic community, with or without traffic?
Whiskey, India, 3 November.
Thank you. No
problem. WI3N, Jim, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I'll try to be brief. We, because we've talked a lot about Winlink, one thing I noticed over the years is some folks are really into FL Digi and don't want that Winlink stuff. We got FL Digi. And, you know, so people have their own ideas about what works and works best, et cetera. But speaking of Winlink, we had a hospital drill this last Thursday. We did it at the Laurel Hospital, the new Laurel Hospital. The plan was to run different groups 1 hour each. And so it's kind of like if you have a problem, you know, and you've got a crew in there, but then 6 hours later you get another crew, 6 hours after that another crew. Let me tell you what we did with the Winlink, which I thought was interesting. Let me take a break. Oops. Okay, so the question was, what happens when the people on the first shift send an email to somebody, but they won't respond back until the second or third shift, maybe, with what you were requesting? So what we did was, knowing who each of the Winlink operators were going to be on each shift, it was sent, the message was sent and copied to each of the Winlink operators, so that whenever the station whoever got the original message was asked to do a reply all when they sent the answer back. And that way, if you're sitting there in the third shift, but you were copied on that, that email will come back to you. So it was kind of interesting, I thought, very interesting. Anyway, that's about it. Back to Net, WI3N.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate that. And it looks like we might have had someone on the KA2JAI machine. Anything further? Okay, we're going to wrap this up tonight, guys. Thanks, everybody, for joining us tonight on the MDC Monthly Section Echolink Net. My name is Chris, AB3WG. It's a pleasure for me to host this net. Thank you to John Creel and all the stations that check in with really excellent information tonight. And we'll wrap this up. MXM, one more thing.
Yeah, just a quick reminder for all. I know you've had it on your minds, and you've talked about it quite a bit among yourselves and with others. The increase in the annual dues for the league, that goes in effect January 1st of 2024. And if you renew your membership now, you'll be at the old rate, which is $10 less than what it is now. All right? I just want to share that. Thank you all. Good night. Be well. Be safe. Be on the air. KB3MX.
Okay. Thanks again, everyone. AB3WG, we're clear.
W3YVQ, you still here?
Hi, and Dave, Tom, how are you? Besides the cold.
Well, other than that, I'm in pretty good shape. How's yourself?
Just fine. Instead of keeping John awake any longer, you want to connect to me directly, if you can, and that way we'll get out of his way.
Sure, but how do I do that?
Oh, when you're done here, you check out by clicking on the little red broken link up in the toolbar to disconnect from RS_DC, and then look for me in the users list for WinLink, and when you find me, select or highlight me and then click connect. Or if in fact you stay on the internet, it might be easier for me to do that to you.
Whichever you think is going to work is fine with me.
Alright, let me look and see if I can find you. Yep, I'll see you on there. Just go ahead and disconnect from here, and I'll do the same, and then I'll connect directly to you. Thanks, John. 7-3-0.